Okay, let's go to Parliament now because Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu was due to appear at a meeting about that proposed sponsorship deal of Tottenham Hotspur. SA Tourism appearing before the Portfolio Committee on Tourism on that controversial deal. The committee really, really taking strong exception to the fact that Sisulu did not appear. Themba Khumalo, however, the acting CEO of SA Tourism, did appear and apologised for coming across as arrogant in that briefing last week. EWN's parliamentary reporter Lindsay Dentlinger is there for us. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. Let's start with the fact that Lindiwe Sisulu did not appear. How did that go down and what has she been saying about why she didn't appear?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, we've moved well beyond that point now. It's absolute fire in this committee this afternoon. And I dare say I've actually missed this. It's been a very, very long time since we've seen this kind of interrogation and this kind of energy from MPs. But yes, they did take a very dim view that Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, again, not here. You will recall last year they issued a summons for her to appear before these inquiries. They're saying she's really disrespecting their work here. But they've kind of put that aside. No reasons were put on the table as to why she is not here. And the committee saying they will deal with that at another stage. They're not going to delay probing this deal this afternoon because the minister is not here. They're moving along and they will deal with matters of her not being there at another time.
So you say it's fire. Talk us through what's happening.
Well, really, the MPs, a united front here today, Mandy, in terms of not buying what SA Tourism is selling. Besides that apology from Themba Khumalo, he has spent a considerable amount of time trying to justify this deal, again emphasizing that it is not, quote, new money. This is money that SA Tourism would ordinarily spend on smaller projects over the course of 3 years. And this money is there anyway. And so this deal didn't go through, he said. Then it would look to other smaller projects that, in his view, wouldn't have the kinds of returns on investment as this one would. But MPs are not having any of it. They are not convinced. They say the mood of the country is incorrect to allow such a deal to go ahead. And then also wanting to know the nitty-gritty, you know, those things that eventually emerge, Mandy, where things turn sour and where things are dodgy. They want to know whether there's a middleman involved. The CFO is being grilled by this committee as to whether or not he has links to a so-called middleman, even though the tourism CEO insists there's no middleman. And we hear, Mandy, that they traveled themselves to the UK last month. The committee, incidentally, also wanting to know what that trip cost to negotiate themselves firsthand. And we're currently at a point where we're waiting for the responses from a barrage of questions that MPs are throwing at them here. This meeting going on now well on 3 hours.
Themba Khumalo has apologized for coming across as arrogant. We know the tone was an issue in that briefing last week. What is his tone like today?
Yeah, and his demeanor is a lot calmer. He is moving, you know, through the presentation, trying not at all to come across as arrogant. But it's not the only apology, Mandy. He's had to offer here this afternoon, the chairperson, outraged that the CFO was left outside of the room, a decision taken by the board and Themba Khumalo, and he's had to apologize to the MPs for that. And then MPs are telling him that he should apologize to South Africa and not to them only. He has really contained himself. In my view, he didn't come across as arrogant at all. And really just going through the detail and the nitty-gritty. But MPs just really, I think it last week just left a sour taste with him, and they are not, you know, they're still insisting that that he deigns to say things like that if this deal doesn't go ahead, that South Africa just proves that they can't do big deals. And the DA, Sonia Bosso, says, who are you to tell us that South Africa can't do big deals? So those kinds of things are unfortunately not coming across well from his mouth.
Lindsay, thank you. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN's parliamentary reporter, having a look at that meeting that's taking place today with the Oversight Committee holding SA Tourism to account. The minister, however, is not there.